think preparation-wise, we'll be a lot better prepared, obviously, than we were on Tuesday, tactically. Obviously, the setup, the organisation. I would imagine it'll be a lot better than it was. Obviously, with such short notice last time, didn't give myself, Paul, or the rest of the coaches a lot of thinking time, because obviously we didn't see the change coming. That's probably why I was a little bit taken back after the game, because it's not something that I was probably prepared for.
Mm. I mean, you were thrust into the spotlight after the game, and obviously were asked questions in regards to your role, your role is. To which you answered that you didn't see this as a long-term prospect. Yeah. Where do you stand on that now?
No, I think it's the most important thing for me is that the club pick up. And the place that we're working in is a better atmosphere in terms of all the departments are functioning in the right place. I was weary about the fact when I was talking about it after the game that someone's lost their job, and I didn't want to be the one that was sat there celebrating that fact, because it's I've been in the position myself. It's not a good position to be in. So as an employee of the club, I've got the responsibility to make sure that if when I was asked to do it, that I was never ever going to say no, because at the end of the day, I want the club to do well, and I want what's best for the club. So I think it was more the fact that I was surprised by the situation, and I didn't want to be seen to be celebrating someone else's misfortune.
So is your status slightly different? I mean, longer term going forward, I mean, you've been appointed effectively for this season to see how you've been given objectives now with which to achieve. Does your status... Will you review in your head, you and Paul, you review where you are
later on in the year? Yeah, pretty much so. I think we're game to game in terms of our preparation, because we're new to the job, and I think if we try and look too far ahead, we'll lose sight of the important things. The important things is making sure, like I say, we've got a lot of people at the club, a lot of knowledge. It's making sure that the people that we've got are utilised, and everything's working pushing in the same direction. And it's only been 4 or 5 days, but I'm hopefully trying to do that.
And do you think that you may grow into the managerial role?
I love it. I love the coaching. I love being on the pitch with the lads. That's where I'm most comfortable. There's a real good atmosphere within the boys. I mean, we've not put a lot of physical work into them. A lot of it's been a lot of tactical stuff and things like that. But now I've enjoyed. I didn't enjoy the game, obviously, because I never enjoy losing. And I thought for an hour that we cope well with what we were trying to do, and then we just went a little bit away from what was working for us, and that was a disappointing thing. So, but no, it's something that's I am enjoying it. Especially the last couple of days with the coaching.
You've seen a lot of change, because obviously you were here before the changes that were made. You were working obviously with the development squad with the under-21s. So you were here with Wolves beforehand and David.
Yeah.
Then you saw a new set of coaches coming in, and you've almost been that sort of link between what was before and what where you are now.
Yeah.
I don't know what your view of that is, but with the players, how have you... I mean, you've had plenty of experience as a player and as a coach. How have you managed this week? Because there's been... another change. How difficult is that to manage with players?
I think you'd probably be surprised how resilient and selfish players are. As long as they're all right, as long as they're playing, they're more than happy to just carry on. Obviously, everyone understands football, the way it works, and it's and like I say, it can be a cruel game at times. But we're all aware of the situation, and like I say, as soon as the players are on the pitch, they're just getting on with it, which is good to see.
Game against Derby, where you started your professional career, so that's quite special.
Yeah.
You won a better result than against one of your other former sides that you met on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it's, I've seen quite a lot of Derby now this week, obviously. They're a good team. Got a good coach, well organised. Obviously, there's a different bit of a different style that they play now compared to the way Steve McLaren had them set up. But I'm looking forward to the game. Looking forward to going back to Derby, Pride Park, or whatever it's called now, the iPro. So I'm looking forward to it.
You should get a good welcome.
Sure, I hope so. I don't think Paul will, but I think I'll be all right.
No.